It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olean. And Matt, this week you went to a movie that's streaming online, as so many are these days, Cats, which opened in late 2019, in December, I think, and didn't wow people, as I recall.
No, it sure didn't, Doug. And now it's available on Prime Video for $2.99. So, yes, I decided to throw caution to the wind and watch the debacle that is Cats the movie. It was a box office bomb. It was a critical bomb. I think essentially, Doug, it's a theatrical experience. Cats is something that is probably better on the stage, even though I think it's a very overrated musical. It's based on T.S. Eliot's writings about Cats. As you probably know, Doug, Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote the music. Memory is the big song from the show, as people probably know. But the problem here is not that work wasn't put into it. There's some theatrical sets. The plot, if I can just do it very quickly, is almost like a musical review. There's not a lot of plot in this musical. It's about a young cat named Victoria, played by ballet dancer and singer Francesca Hayward, who is abandoned and finds herself in this cat community called Jellicle Cats. And that is where the plot goes. There's a lot of characters that pop up. There's not a lot of character development. The essential plot of the film is one cat will be chosen to ascend to the Heaviside Lair for a new life. And so it's this competition among cats to see who's going to get this new life and fly away. And through it all, Victoria watches and becomes part of the community. So one of the big problems with the film, Doug, was the initial trailer was met with such negative reaction by audiences that by that time they were stuck with what they had. And here's what they did. So I think the major mistake here, Doug, was to put the CGI cat outfits in later. So the actors trained, they learned to move like cats, they sang, and they did all this, you know, live on a soundstage, but without cat outfits on. So later the CGI was done to put fur and whiskers on all of the actors. But the problem was, when the film premiered in December, a lot of the CGI was not ready. It was edited right up to the end. Judi Dench famously had a wristwatch and a wedding ring on, so you could see that in the premiere. And then a second version was released to theaters about a week or two later to replace the first version, because CGI stuff was then corrected. This was almost unprecedented in anything I can remember. So the CGI is woefully off. The look of it just looks ridiculous. And I'll never get the image of Rebel Wilson rolling around on the floor, acting like a cat, out of my mind probably for the rest of my life. It's just, it's a misfire in terms of tone, Doug, and the production design and how it looks, and it just doesn't come off. In fact, it becomes almost boring. That's the one problem I had. My daughter and I watched it, and 20 minutes in, she was bored. And a musical that's supposed to be vibrant, like Oliver or West Side Story or Cabaret, three musicals, by the way, that made good movies, should not be boring.
This show ran for 20 years on Broadway and in London, premiered in London. And I agree with you. It's a musical review. Every cat gets a turn. They've each got a song.
Yes.
But there isn't much of a story there. And to be honest with you, I found it dull, like your daughter did. And I've seen it on stage, and I wasn't exactly wowed by it there, although I got to see my nephew play one of the supporting roles, and he was a lot of fun. But it just doesn't do much for me, and I guess I was surprised that it didn't do better at the box office, although, as you mentioned, the trailer was a very strong negative in terms of the audience response, and I read somewhere that the trailer, they spent more time on that than they did the movie. And at any rate, it's not quite making the amount of money it cost to create it at this point. So I would say that it's a failure for the most part, although it'll somehow break even eventually, I imagine, down the streaming road somewhere.
The film is such a failure, Doug, that Rebel Wilson and James Corden, who both were in the film, at the Oscars presented an award, and they made fun of their appearance in Cats. Rebel Wilson was like pawing at the microphone, and only 2 months in, this had become an embarrassment for the actors in it. Now, two actors in it, I think, actually rise above the material. Francesca Hayward is a ballet dancer. She moves like a cat. Her movements, they're very good, actually. But she observes a lot. Her character observes a lot. Even when the big song Memory comes in, she gets to sing part of it, but Jennifer Hudson sings most of it. And Taylor Swift, who appears for 8 minutes with a number, actually, I think, pulls off her number. And she was the one person that got pretty good reviews. So those are the two, I think, that probably did okay. Idris Elba is hilariously miscast, and his singing is not good. Ian McKellen in Cat Whiskers, it just doesn't look right. Judi Dench has a lion mane. It's all just stuff you can't get out of your head, and it shouldn't have been allowed. I think, in retrospect, Doug, they should have either gone full CGI, like the Lion King remake, okay, and put voices in of famous people, or go full animation. What they did was a combination of live-action performances and CGI, and that was the problem. If you've seen it on the stage, as you have, Doug, it almost comes off better because you know the actors are in cat suits, and you just suspend your belief because you're at a theater. But in film, it's a different medium. It's very different. I think when they were making it, they probably thought it was going to be great. And sometimes you can be so close to something that you can't see how ridiculous it looks. And then people are brought in to watch a trailer and they're aghast. It's hideous. And all of a sudden, they had nowhere to go. Once that trailer came out, they couldn't go back and completely CGI the film or make it animated. They were stuck with what they had, which was miscast actors like Rebel Wilson and James Corden and Idris Elba in cat outfits. They looked like CGI fur.
I didn't quite buy the outfits, and I agree with you. On stage, you are impressed by the makeup. On the film, you are not. Andrew Lloyd Webber, though, has had such a run of fantastic musicals. Jesus Christ Superstar, Evita, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Phantom of the Opera. This is a guy who's a phenomenon on stage and has left a film legacy as well. But I didn't realize that he hadn't won an Oscar except for Evita, right?
I don't know if he has won an Oscar because it's all adapted scores from his musicals, and they've now gone to only an original score Oscar.
I did look him up, and he won the Best Original Song for You Must Love Me, which he wrote for the movie version of Evita.
Okay.
Well, you mentioned a couple of names that are in Cats, and these people won Oscars, and they won them for the same actual supporting role position. So who are they?
Judi Dench, supporting actress for Shakespeare in Love in 1998, and Jennifer Hudson for Dreamgirls in 2006.
All right. We've seen Cats. We've been to the movies with Matt
O'Leary. We've seen it, yes.